1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Thanks for tuning in. Good Wednesday morning. Does it feel like a You Better You Bet day or an Athena day?
She's
a bomb.
I know. I love It's a bomb. Remember I had to look up the lyrics.
That's right.
Either one. I'm good. Love them both.
Just minutes ago, Laura Hurley came in to tell us that she's not coming in the studio. She's standing in the door. I'm not going to come in because I have the flu.
Yeah.
You could have texted that to us.
Yep. She scared the dickens out of me.
Yeah. Just don't come to the office. I had to pick up my laptop.
She wanted to say hi.
I would have put it outside.
Calm down.
I would have put it outside on a milk crate.
Calm down. It's okay. We're going to live.
Did you gig last night?
I did not. I've had
some time off.
Some time off. It has been great. You and I went to the fair on Friday.
That was great.
That was a great time. I love that they do that, get in free before noon.
Yeah, yesterday was $3 admission all day.
Yeah.
And today, tomorrow and Friday, it's called Lunch Bunch Promo.
Oh, I saw something about that.
If you buy your ticket at the gate between 10 and 2, you'll get a food voucher of equal value for free. So they're basically buying you lunch if you want to go down there today.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Something to think about. Maybe get a fried banana.
Yeah, no. But, some of those prices of things. Holy schmoly.
Yeah, well, it's a state fair there.
Yeah.
Not just the Nebraska State Fair. State fairs across the country. The food prices can be a little, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why you grab the food voucher.
Yeah, that's nice of them. I appreciate that for sure. But quick little shout out to my little nephew, Henry. On Sunday, they have and I hadn't heard about this, but a little kids pedal tractor pull championship
at the fair.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. And Henry's in the championship, so I'm gonna be out of town. We're going to Kansas City this weekend, so I just wanted to give him a little shout out and good luck to you, Henry. Love it.
What day does that take place on?
It's on Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. I hope to see some pictures. That'll be great. So yeah,
what's up at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow?
Tomorrow, so you know, the Husker game is on Thursday tomorrow, and so I've had several people. Well, you're not still doing trivia, are you? And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, I was there on July 3rd, and I had over 30 people on July 3rd, which that was a Thursday. So I am. I'm going to scale it down a little bit. We're just going to have a little, I don't know, I'm not going to do a paper and stuff. We're just going to have a fun night. Not that it's not fun every week, but let me quick talk about last Friday, though, my teacher takeover.
I was curious how that went.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. So I got called out, and I knew exactly when my friend Kelsey said, I heard you on the radio. I thought you might give me a shout out for that being my idea. And I started laughing. I go, I know. I kind of took credit for that.
What was her idea?
To do this. Oh. Because at the end of the school years, I've had schools get a hold of me and said, hey, we're coming. We're going to have a couple two tree teams, just for an end of year thing, whatever. And she goes, you should do a teacher, pit schools against each other. And I'm like, that is a great idea.
And you took credit for it.
I didn't. You know how being doing an interview, you're just kind of just roll with it. I did all kinds of things wrong last week. We'll talk about another one here shortly. But Kelsey, I really appreciate that idea. I took it and ran with it.
And it was a success.
It was a huge success. Even when, I think that might have been the first high school football game and the Husker volleyball game was on and stuff like that, I still had over 50 people. I had around 50 people, which was very good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, my questions were good. And so I got my feet wet on knowing what kind of questions and how, we had some music, some lyrics, some math, spelling. You know, I had a little bit of all of it.
Wine, beer, and spirits must be happy with you. You're consistently bringing in a crowd.
I know. I don't know how they couldn't be. So.
Well, do you have a sailor screen printing T-shirt that we're going to give away through your bonus question, yep, which will appear tomorrow?
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Look, I'm wearing one of said.
My phone number is 398-9000. Are you prepared with your trivia question, GI trivia?
I am.
Trivia.
You're not even going to comment on my nice color of my shirt?
It's purple pinkish.
Oh, you got it right today, because last time it was green and you said it was gray. Sailor.
It's awkward, though, because as I look at your logo, I realize I'm looking down in that region.
It's okay.
Is it?
Oh, my gosh. Sailor really knocked it out of the park. They gave me a bunch of, they're called comfort colors, and I've started seeing these shirts around. And the colors are just, like, this is a purple shirt, but I can't really describe.
It's not your average purple.
It's not. All these colors are, like, super cool. I don't know, are they a dull color of it?
Comfort colors.
I never
heard that before, but it makes sense.
Yeah, and the whole lot of them is, they're great. So anybody, you got any screen printing, embroidery stuff, they make signs, banners, stickers. I know that. A friend of mine with his business got some stickers.
Hey, Edith, get to the question.
Okay. Are you ready, Fransman?
Yes. I continue to be ready.
Shush. Okay. In 1993's The Sandlot. Right? You've seen it?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I knew you were going to say that. What position did Ham Porter play? What position in 93's The Sandlot did Ham Porter play?
Call 398-9000, get it right. Be the first one to do it and win. A free Sailor screen printing Fransman one-man party in the morning GI trivia Lori Lou T-shirt.
That's right. They're going like hotcakes.
Comes in a variety of comfort colors.
That's right.
Call now. Good luck. 398-9000 is my number.
This portion of the one-man party in the morning is brought to you by the best things in life, which are still free at participating retailers while supplies last. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Fransman.
Waking up with Fransman. One-man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island. Your station for real music variety. Let's take this first phone call. Good morning, The Island. What is your name?
John.
John, how are you?
Good, good. How are you guys?
I'm pretty good.
All right, John. In 1993's The Sandlot, what position did Ham Porter play? Uh-oh.
Did we lose John? We lost him.
Oh, no.
Hey, good morning, your sisters.
Oh, no.
Off to a raging start.
Oh, no.
This has been a Screeching Halt production.
Okay, well, here we are.
What was Sandlot, a TV show?
No. Oh, my gosh.
No?
No, it was a movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at us.
Apparently, we're experiencing technical difficulties. We're going to have to just reveal the answer. What was the question?
In 1993's The Sandlot, what position did Ham Porter play? Well, I was hoping John might call back.
Due to time constraints, what's the answer?
He was the catcher.
It's riveting. It's worse than my Reddit questions.
How's that? I asked a question. That's the answer.
All right. I got you.
No, but normal people have seen The Sandlot. Have you heard the phrase, "You're killing me, Smalls"?
Is that where that's from?
Yes.
Okay.
Ham Porter.
Okay. I learned something today.
Maybe I should ask what his real name is. What is Ham? What's his real name?
H-A-M-M?
Ham. H-A-M. Hamilton. His real name's Hamilton. Yeah. Huh.
GI Trivia's Lori Lou at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow for her full schedule on Facebook. It's GI Trivia on Facebook. Lori, thanks for hanging this morning.
Yeah, it's been an interesting morning.
It has been an interesting morning.
To say the least.
They're all interesting.
Yeah, they are. I agree.
Fransman, one man party in the morning. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. waking up with Fran's Man One Man Party in the Morning on the Island.